This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Kurzalski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, we saw a sharp drop in the October Federal Order Class 3 milk price last week, $1.55 to $16.84 per hundredweight. How many dairy farmers can make milk at that price, Dave?
I have no idea, but not many, Lee. It's not many. It may be zero, at least if you're a Class 3 producer. This has been a wonky year. It's been a tough year for producers. There's no doubt about that. Of course, the Class 4 price was over $2 higher, which is helpful to some. But listen, we just don't have the demand. At the moment, we haven't seen a typical seasonal demand. People have enough cheese, and that's kept the price of cheese under a little duress. It's not a terrible price historically, but you're definitely lower than we thought we would be. We thought we'd be somewhere closer in the 180, 185 type price range. Last week, we were in the 160s.
Well, looking ahead to next year, 2024, we don't even top $18 until March.
Yeah, and there's the forward curve aspect of that. You know, they want to keep some risk premium out there. And, you know, that can change on a dime too, Lee. I mean, if somebody comes in here, even in November, you can see a seasonal push in demand for cheese. I think perhaps the story here is that we've had a lot of cheese this year. We've had more production in some cases. We've had less production in other cases. But the bottom line is we've had a pretty good year for production of cheese relative to the demand because exports have been kind of off. And so what that means is maybe people have enough going into the holidays. At some point, there's a pipeline refill that has to happen. And milk production is still flat, Lee. A lot of people are projecting that milk production will start to come back online. It hasn't as of yet. Given the on-farm economics, I don't expect it's going to get much better, even in the first part of the year. So, you know, we're going to be in a flat milk production situation, which means when demand is slow or people have enough, the price can kind of come down here a little bit. But when people need, we are underestimating milk production.
Dave Kurzalski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
The future of agriculture.
I know this convention is filled with future farmers, entrepreneurs, scientists, veterinarians, government officials, bankers, business leaders, and teachers.
Taking on what Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack calls some of the most challenging issues they will face in the future.
Climate change, food security, and growing income inequality.
The Secretary speaking at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis.
And I know that your FFA experiences prepare you to face these challenges with bold solutions, clear thought, and an eye toward progress. I'm here today to say very clearly, I believe in the future of agriculture because I believe in you, our next generation of agriculture leaders.
Secretary Vilsack also received an honorary American FFA degree, recognizing his service to both agriculture and the National FFA organization. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
I'm John Clark with Corey Geiger.
So I've written my second book here, and it's published through Arcadian History Press. So it's nonfiction. It really happened. And I use a process called creative nonfiction. So I narrate it. I explain what was happening in the United States and the world to cause people to do these things. There's stories in here about the love of Alice and the death of Alice. And Alice is spelled A-L-L-I-S, as in the Alice Chalmers Corporation, which was a big part of Wisconsin in its day. We have stories about Wisconsin Feeder Pig Co-op that before we had whey dryers, as in W-H-E-Y, a lot of whey went to feeder pigs. And there were so many feeder pigs leaving the state of Wisconsin and going to Iowa, they started a co-op for that. But the things that farmers did to improve their businesses, improve their way of life. And so I used my family and their interactions to tell those stories. And there's 80-some pictures in it, too. And
when you write about this, it sounds like we're going to learn some things that we've taken for granted in agriculture. And
yeah, I think sometimes we got to know the why behind things, how we got there. If we don't know the historical part of it, we might repeat a bad decision that we could just have remembered and moved on from.
So the book is The Wisconsin Farm They Built, Tales of Family and Fortitude by Corey Geiger. And where do they find this book?
I have a website, coreygeiger.com. That's coreygeiger.com. It's also available in all the Barnes & Nobles are carrying it. Amazon's carrying it. And in the upper Midwest, I know of about 160 stores. I tell people, no matter where you are, go to your favorite bookstore and ask them to order it, no matter what state you're in.
I'm John Clark for FeedWorks USA.